Thank you. That was one of the Beethoven piano sonatas, about right in the middle. Piano sonata number 15 in D, opus 28, with Glenn Gould there at the piano. Next, a Vivaldi quadruple violin concerto, before we hear an organ concerto by Handel, one of the better known ones. Good morning, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We're live and local. And 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, KansasPublicRadio.org. It's a special Halloween Classics Live as we bring you a classical Halloween concert from our own Destiny Ann Mermaghan, with spooky pieces and sonatas for violins, piano, and special percussion. It's last year's Live Day concert with Destiny. Listen, Thursday night at 7. It's KPR's Classics Live.
Thank you.
four great violinists playing with the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Zubin Mehta, first violinist, Shlomo Mintz. That was one of the Opus 3 concertos by Antonio Vivaldi, the concerto number 10 in B minor for quadruple violins. Next, a great Handel organ concerto, number 4, Opus 4 in F. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, where support for the classical music comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence. Stoneback, locally owned for over 50 years. Featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more. We've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com. And support also comes from KTWU. Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television. Here's Simon Preston at the console with the Menuhin Festival Orchestra now for this Handel Organ Concerto on KPR.
Thank you.
from the time of George and England. That was Handel, Organ Concerto No. 4, Opus 4, in F. Simon Preston and the Menuhin Festival Orchestra, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas.
In the final days of the election, where every vote counts, young people are ready to make an impact.
I think we bring the energy to counties like this.
I'm Elsa Chang. We hear from young voters on both sides of rural Pennsylvania on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for more about that. All Things Considered starts every weekday afternoon at 3 with Laura Larson here on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KPR from KU, that's K-A-N-U. And KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH, KANH HD1 for the Emporia area through 89.7 FM. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. And KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. A beautiful moment, the minuet from L'Arlésienne by Georges Bizet in just a few minutes after the news. And then the composer with a great name, Carl Ditters von Dittersdorf, for a harp concerto featuring the great Spanish harpist Nicanor Zabaleta. Support for news comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. More information at ku.edu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Former President Donald Trump rallied on the campus of Georgia Tech yesterday, not far from the debate stage he shared with President Joe Biden just a few months ago. From member station WABE, Sam Greenglass reports.
A lot's changed since June, when Biden's shaky debate here led to Vice President Kamala Harris assuming the top of the ticket. 4 months later, rallying in Atlanta, Trump berated Harris for calling him a fascist. Trump's former White House chief of staff has told reporters his boss praised Adolf Hitler.
And then they say, he's a Nazi. I'm not a Nazi. I'm the opposite of a Nazi.
Georgia is attracting lots of attention from both campaigns in the final stretch, including upcoming visits from former First Lady Michelle Obama and vice presidential nominee Tim Walz. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.
At this hour, Trump is speaking to reporters at his resort in Florida. The campaign of Kamala Harris says she'll deliver her closing argument tonight in Washington from the grassy ellipse near the White House. That was where Trump spoke on January 6, 2021. After that speech, some of his supporters marched to the Capitol and stormed the building to disrupt the certification that Joe Biden won the 2020 election. In Lebanon, Hezbollah has announced a new leader to replace Hassan Nasrallah, killed in an Israeli airstrike last month. NPR's Jane Araf has more.
Hezbollah said its leadership council elected Sheikh Naim Qassem as its new secretary general. Qassem has been the Iran-backed group's deputy leader since 1991. A decade earlier, he helped found Hezbollah, which was created to counter Israel's invasion of Lebanon. Hezbollah said in a brief statement that it would continue to uphold the group's resistance against Israel. Qasem, a religious cleric in his 70s, is from Kfar Kalla, a village in southern Lebanon that has been heavily hit by Israeli airstrikes. Hezbollah and Israel have been attacking each other since the war in Gaza began more than a year ago. But in September, the conflict escalated into all-out war. Jane Araf, NPR News, Beirut.
McDonald's saw a bump in sales over the summer. NPR's Scott Horsley reports some of the increase came from customers who were hungry for bargains.
McDonald's says its sales rose 3% during the most recent quarter, thanks in part to the fast food chain's new $5 value meals. Cost-conscious shoppers snapped up the discount meals during July, August, and September. But sales in the current quarter could take a pounding after an E. coli outbreak. And in pocketbook news, the makers of Coach and Michael Kors handbags say they plan to challenge a federal judge's decision to block their merger. The judge found the $8.5 billion deal would stifle competition in the affordable luxury handbag market. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
At this hour, the Dow is down 61 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. Good morning. It's 11:04. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
George Bizet always wrote so beautifully for woodwinds and harp together. With Jean-Pierre Rampal and the Tokyo Concert Orchestra, that was a minuet from the second suite of tunes from The Girl from Arles, L'Arlésienne by Georges Bizet. We'll have a piece by Maurice Ravel that's a bit similar later in the hour with Ransom Wilson, flutist, and Nancy Allen, harpist. And in fact, we have harp next on KPR. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with health care coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business. And from Blue Collar Press, located in Lawrence, Kansas. Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com. Now with the Paul Quince Chamber Orchestra from the archives, here's the great Spanish harpist with a great name, Nicanor Zabaleta, soloing in the Carl Ditters von Dittersdorf A Major Harp Concerto now on KPR.
Thank you.
Nicanor Zabaleta, the name of the harpist with the Paul Quince Chamber Orchestra, playing a harp concerto in A major by Carl Ditters von Dittersdorf on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. Next, Schubert's Sonata. We'll hear Yo-Yo Ma and Ransom Wilson and Nancy Allen piece, flute and harp for a sonatine by Maurice Ravel, and a showpiece for viola in the noon hour, a suite for winds and strings by Randall Thompson, and a bit later, a pure reflection on nature, a symphony about a tree by a man named Mulemans. Classical music from noon to three with Jeff Watson. As usual, right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, I'm Cordelia Brown. You're with me for the next half hour. Let's hear the Arpeggione Sonata by Schubert now on KPR.
Thank you.
Emmanuel Ax at the piano, Yo-Yo Ma, cellist, for Schubert's Sonata for an old instrument that's really not around anymore. It's kind of a cross between a guitar and a cello. The Arpeggione Sonata by Schubert here on KPR. With about 5.5 minutes left of the morning, good morning, this is Kansas Public Radio. You know, you can reach an engaged and influential audience by becoming a KPR corporate sponsor. It's an efficient, effective way to recognize your business and support public media. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Kansas City PBS, engaging the community with programs like Masterpiece, Nova, Frontline, Antiques Roadshow. Program information at kansascitypbs.org. Here's Sonatine for piano, the minuet from that, music of Maurice Ravel on KPR. Flutist Ransom Wilson and Nancy Allen there, harp, minuet from the Sonatine by Maurice Ravel, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. There's a wind advisory in effect now through 7 in the morning Wednesday. Today should be warm and windy and mostly sunny, with a high near 84. The winds are gusting from the south at about, well, mostly 25 to 30 miles per hour, but at times could be 50 miles per hour. If you look above and see how fast the clouds are moving, as above, so below. Tomorrow is when we have a 60% chance now of showers and thunderstorms, probably between about 4 and 5 p.m. tomorrow. And then the bigger chance for rain is Wednesday night. When there's a 70% chance Wednesday night, and then Thursday's high should only be 59 degrees. This is KPR.
We are in the final stretch of this historic election season. Former President Trump and Vice President Harris are making their last big push before it all comes to a head on November 5th. I'm Scott Detrow. Join us for live special coverage of Election Night 2024 from NPR News. We will bring you the latest. The vote totals roll in with the context and analysis you need to stay informed.
And you can get that right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. KANU, KANU, HD1, Lawrence. KANH, KANH, HD1, Emporia. KANV, KANV, HD1, Olsburg, Junction City. And KANQ, Chanute. Jeff Watson has more music after the news. Looks like in the noon hour, he'll start off with a march by Mozart, and then a serenade for string orchestra by Lars-Erik Larsen, plus Randall Thompson's suite for oboe, clarinet, and viola, plus the Fir Symphony, F-I-R, as in the tree. Support for news next on KPR comes from the Midwest Chess Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet. Christmas with the Celts and more this season. Single tickets available at jccc.edu/Midwest Chess Center. It's 12:01. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Robb. Vice President Harris will speak from Washington, D.C. tonight in what's being billed as her closing argument to voters 1 week before Election Day. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the venue is symbolic with ties to January 6th and then-President Donald Trump.
Harris will speak from the Ellipse, with the White House illuminated in the background. When Trump spoke there on January 6th, he was trying to cling to power. Now Harris is trying to make sure he never again stands behind the seal of the President of the United States. According to her campaign, Harris plans to argue that voters have a choice between someone who will always put himself first and her, someone who will put the American people first. The campaign says this argument is less about history and more about making a case that the country can move on from the Trump era. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Trump spoke to reporters today from his Florida resort but did not take questions. He again claimed, falsely, that the 2020 campaign was stolen, and he criticized the way Harris is running her campaign this time.
And she's running on a campaign of demoralization and really a campaign of destruction, but really, perhaps more than anything else, it's a campaign of hate. It's a campaign of absolute hate.
Trump is to hold a rally tonight in the swing state of Pennsylvania, Allentown, which has some 30,000 Puerto Rican residents. At a Trump rally in Madison Square Garden in New York Sunday, a comedian called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. Trump spoke of the rally today, calling it a love fest. He called it his honor to be involved. The Ministry of Health in Gaza says at least 93 Palestinians were killed in an Israeli airstrike overnight, the deadliest Israeli attack in weeks. The Israeli military says it's looking into the incident. Russia is rejecting charges it interfered in a weekend parliamentary election in its neighbor, Georgia. The official results of the vote show a sizable victory for the ruling Georgian Dream Populist Party, an outcome that Georgia's president said was engineered by the Kremlin. From Moscow, NPR's Charles Maines reports.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov dismissed accusations Russia interfered in Georgia's elections as completely unsubstantiated. The spokesman claimed it was in fact Western countries openly trying to sway the vote. Peskov was responding to accusations from Georgia's pro-Western president, Salome Zurabishvili, that Moscow had conducted a special operation to deliver the election to the ruling Georgia Dream Party. The election had been seen as a referendum on Georgia's future inside the European Union and a chance to undo a series of seemingly pro-Russian policies passed by the government that had put Georgia's EU candidacy bid on hold. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 4 points. The S&P is up 21 points. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Arm with the new podcast series, Tech Unheard. Arm CEO Rene Haas talks to tech company leaders like Jensen Huang and NVIDIA, who are working to help shape the future of computing. Available on all podcast platforms. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate October 29th. The skies above most cities and towns are glowing. Artificial light sources beam a lot of their light into the sky. That makes it harder to see the heavens, and it can cause health problems, endanger wildlife, and waste both energy and money. One big contributor to the problem is streetlights. They can be improved by adding shielding that directs their light downward and by using the right kind of fixtures. One type of fixture that could help is LEDs. They use less energy than most other types of lighting. They last longer, and their light can be concentrated on the ground, not the sky. As a result, many cities have replaced older street lamps with LEDs. But experts on light pollution have some concerns about those fixtures. Because LEDs are cheaper to operate and last longer than older lamps, some locations may increase the number of streetlights, for example. Studies have found that watt for watt, white LEDs produce more sky glow than other types of lighting. And the color of the light can be a problem as well. LEDs produce more intense blue light than some older street lamps. That increases glare and makes it harder for the eye to adapt when you go from a bright area to a darker one. Experts do suggest, however, that warmer LED fixtures operating at lower levels can light up the ground without making the skies glow even brighter. We have sky-watching tips, astronomy news, and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Support for Stardate on KBR comes from the KU School of Music, inviting KU alumni to return to the 100th Annual Vespers Choir. Singing alongside fellow alumni while commemorating a century of Vespers tradition on Sunday, December 8th. Details at music.ku.edu.
Thank you. wasting no time this afternoon in enjoying the music of Mozart. We listen there to a short march in C major from him, played by the Salzburg Mozarteum Orchestra, Hans Graf the conductor, here on Kansas Public Radio. The classical music continues through the afternoon hours. I'm Jeb Watson, very glad to have joined you for it. Coming up, we have the BRT Philharmonic of Brussels and some music by a Belgian composer, a beautiful nature poem that they call the First Symphony by one Arthur Meulemans. Not to mention, music for Strings and Winds, Chamber Music Palm Beach, Florida, with a suite from American composer Randall Thompson, all just ahead. We proceed next with the Stockholm Sinfonietta and conductor Esa-Pekka Salonen, with a little bit of music from a Swedish composer of the 20th century, one adept at creating magical musical soundscapes. Music from Lars-Erik Larsson. This one is just what they call a little serenade for string orchestra. Next on KPR.
Thank you.
had one they called the Little Serenade for String Orchestra. It's from 20th century Swedish composer Lars-Erik Larsson. Esa-Pekka Salonen led the Stockholm Sinfonietta on Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 12:23, and in about 15 minutes from now, we'll have along the BRT Philharmonic Orchestra of Brussels with a beautiful nature poem called The Fir Symphony from one Arthur Mulemans. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting Puttin' on the Ritz with Rimsky-Korsakov's Procession of the Nobles and Grieg's Piano Concerto performed by Chaeyoung Park on Saturday. Tickets at topekasymphony.org and the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Pretty windy out there today. A wind advisory is in effect for the KPR listening area, which will last until 7 a.m. tomorrow. Winds gusting up to 50 miles an hour at times from the south throughout today. Temperatures should be in the mid-80s. Tonight cloudy with a low of 70. A high of 75 for tomorrow. It'll still be breezy, and we have a 60% chance of showers. Next on KPR, we're with the musicians of chamber music Palm Beach, Florida. For some American chamber music, we have something for you by one Randall Thompson, who was born in 1899 and a student of music at Harvard University, and then later an instructor at that institution, along with teaching positions at the Eastman School of Music, Curtis Institute of Music, and Wellesley College. He's particularly noted for choral and chamber works. Here is a suite he wrote for Winds and Strings, a suite for oboe, clarinet, and viola, next on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. Suite for Oboe, Clarinet, and Viola by American composer Randall Thompson, played by the musicians of Chamber Music, Palm Beach, Florida, on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 12:40 and 20 minutes until NPR News at the top of the hour with more classical music to come until 3 p.m. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is in 7 Emporia, always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth, an after-school program for students in Chanute, now in a fundraising challenge to support the program, with a 100% match, doubling donations to the end of the year. Contributions welcome at cherrystreet.org. You have next the BRT Philharmonic of Brussels, and music by a Belgian composer of the 20th century, one Arthur Mulemans, who was a director of the Belgian Broadcast Service until the early 1940s. He was a great admirer of the impressionistic style of Debussy, and in this nature tone poem, he seeks to create the musical feel of the summer haze over the river, the rays of morning light on the fir trees as they rustle in their mysterious loneliness. This is called the Fir Symphony. Alexander Rabari and the BRT Philharmonic, take it away on KPR.
We'll be right back.
known as the Fur Symphony by Belgian composer Arthur Mulemans, performed by the BRT Philharmonic of Brussels, led by Alexander Rabari, on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 1 p.m., and just about time for NPR News with an update of headlines, followed by the next hour, where a few will have a few great achievements for violin. Prokofiev's Melodies for Violin and Piano, as well as the Violin Concerto of Samuel Coleridge Taylor. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. In these final days of the presidential campaign, evangelical Christian leaders are working to turn out their votes. As NPR's Sarah McCammon reports, white evangelicals remain a key Republican voting bloc.
About 8 in 10 white evangelicals supported former President Donald Trump in the past two elections, and polling suggests this year's numbers will be similar. Ralph Reed of the Faith and Freedom Coalition says his group is encouraging millions of evangelicals and conservative Catholics to vote. Reed says he's skeptical of efforts by supporters of Vice President Kamala Harris to turn out evangelicals on her behalf.
We encourage Christians of all political views to go out there and make a difference and be citizens, so I wouldn't want to discourage them, but I think it's largely been a waste of time and money.
Reed says this year's Get Out the Vote effort in several key states will be his group's largest and most ambitious operation yet. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.
A new poll conducted for the NAACP finds that 1 in 5 younger black men say they support Republican Donald Trump in the presidential election. This is lower than in a poll conducted in August. Democrat Kamala Harris has been courting their votes in this very close election. At least 60 Palestinians were killed and more are missing in an Israeli airstrike in North Gaza overnight, according to the Ministry of Health. NPR's Kat Lonsdorf reports.
The strike hit a 5-story building in the area of Beit Lehia, full of families of displaced Palestinians. At least 25 of those killed were children, according to health officials. Last week, the Israeli military demanded the Gaza Civil Defense first responder teams leave the area, meaning that there was no one to help pull bodies out of the rubble or administer first aid. The Israeli military also raided the closest hospital over the weekend, destroying much of it, including the morgue, according to hospital officials. So civilians were left to rescue people on their own and bury the dead in the street. The Israeli military says it's aware of civilian deaths, and the incident is, quote, being looked into. Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
The UN is calling on countries to do more to combat climate change, as greenhouse gas emissions hit a new record last year. NPR's Michael Copley reports.
Countries agreed to limit global warming to try to prevent more destructive storms, heat waves, and other extreme weather. Hitting the target requires big cuts in emissions from burning fossil fuels. But according to a new UN report, plans countries have put forward so far won't do nearly enough. To meet the global target, countries need to slash greenhouse gas emissions by 43% this decade compared to where they were in 2019. Under current plans, the UN says emissions this decade are expected to fall by less than 3%. The UN warns such a shortfall would lead to global warming that would be disastrous for people and economies around the world. A new round of UN climate talks starts in November. Michael Copley, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. lively music to start things off in the 1 p.m. hour of music with the Latvian National Symphony under conductor Terje Mikkelsen with music by Norwegian composer Johan Svensson. They call that his Opus 14 or Norwegian Artists Carnival here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson. I want to welcome you to another hour of music on Kansas Public Radio here on a Tuesday afternoon. In this hour, we'll be enjoying a few achievements for the violin. In just about 15 minutes from now, the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra with a concerto from an English composer, one who lived a tragically short life, but nevertheless in his time made some unforgettable music, Samuel Coleridge Taylor and his violin concerto, in just a bit. Here on KPR, support for classical music comes from the Lead Center, hosting comedian Lewis Black in Goodbye Yeller Brick Road, the final tour, Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Next are a few memorable melodies for violin, five melodies composed by Sergei Prokofiev around the year of 1920 when he was spending some time in Chicago for the premiere of his opera, The Love for Three Oranges. It was around that time that he made the acquaintance of a Ukrainian soprano by the name of Nina Koshets. He wrote five short vocalizes for her, which he later adapted into his five melodies for violin and piano that we'll hear played next by violinist Eden Kramer, joined on piano by Marta Argerich, here on KPR.